Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Rolling,
rolling down the river.
Is that a real song?
Rolling. Are you joking?
Come on.
He's not like that American.
Rolling down a river?
Tina Turner.
Are you kidding?
No. Patricia sings that every time she does a karaoke song.
Mm. How dare you forget that?
Nah.
Anyway.
Well, guys, right now in the world, we're recording right now, and this is a Thursday, May the 8th. A new pope just got elected.
I hope he's not a fascist pope.
I really hope he is. I guess, and the reason why I'm sharing it is because I assume in the moment of us recording this, we're going to find out exactly who this new pope is.
Oh.
Are you familiarized with all of the popes?
I like Pizza Bala. I just like his last name.
That sounds yummy.
Pizzaballa.
Is he a good pope?
Pizzaballa.
He's a pretty good pope. My dad, I think, said he was a good pope.
Is it between like certain people right now? Or is it?
Yeah, well,
is it
just like all meat?
Isn't there a roster of cardinals that they
picked
from?
You didn't see Conclave?
Wait, so Trump didn't get it?
Trump? No, damn it.
It's rigged.
It's pretty crazy that like Conclave is happening right now. Like, did you watch that movie?
Yeah.
It
oh my gosh.
So well, good, but like
Conclave ended this morning.
Well, yes, it ended this morning. But like, just it's crazy how it came out. I mean, they obviously the Pope was going to die soon probably anyway, but it's crazy that it came out last year and like now it's happening.
Yeah. It was a 2-day conclave. I was expecting it to go on for like 5 days.
I know. I feel like in the movie it's like a week or something.
They're all just like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
No, wrap it up. Sounds good. Let's get out of here.
My wife's got jury duty. At least make
it a bit of a staycation. Like you're getting together in Italy with all these cardinals and these friends you've known from across the world. Like I would stretch it out over a couple days.
Yeah.
I bet the food's good. Like
it's in Italy?
Yeah, it's at the Vatican.
Oh, yeah.
At literally.
It's at the Vatican, Mike.
It's at the Vatican, the smallest country in the world. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did go to the Vatican when we were there for Jared's wedding, in Rome, just to go see the Pope, because I just want to go see him.
Does he just, like, sit there and wave?
Did you blow him a kiss?
I probably did. I definitely waved at him.
Hey, Poppy.
He comes out and he just like does like a sermon, and it's translated. I think he spoke like in Italian, but...
Yeah.
Was there a fascist pope on the menu?
I don't know. Really.
I think there was a very conservative one and then a more progressive one. So people are just like,
Let's see, who would be the worst person?
Well, Donald Trump really was in the running with that AI image.
Yeah. I can't believe they can't take it a joke. I'm like, huh? Like,
dude,
you're Catholic. Basically.
Catholic.
These are the same people that lost their minds about the Olympics opening ceremony.
Yeah.
Are fine with the AI, whatever. Anyway, a little housekeeping. For those who haven't listened to the last episode or follow us on Instagram, we officially launched our Patreon. There's 2 or 3 videos will be up by the time this comes out. So sign up for the Patreon because there's amazing stuff on there. Sign up on Patreon also. If you sign up via the app, it charges you 30% more from Apple. That's not from us.
It's weird. It's like $9 if you go through Apple, and that money goes to Apple, I guess.
Yes.
So it's not like, I don't know if anyone's like, well, I'd rather give them, but like, it doesn't even go to
us. A good point. Yeah, if you're feeling generous, just buy some merch. You don't need to go and sign up through the Apple App Store, but it's goodinfluencespod.com. We also have the merch and the Patreon there. We got 2 extra videos a month. You get the podcast early, ad-free. Yep. We're going to be doing more merch, so early merch drops, tour announcements, all kinds of fun stuff. Please sign up for the Patreon. Thank you to everyone who has signed up. It's really nice seeing the community that we've built there.
I like our chat.
The
chats. I've been talking to people in there.
Do I have to pay for the Patreon to look at it? Or
No, we can give you the login.
Just log in.
Great. I have to pay for Unfiltered Patreon to
that tracks.
What? No.
Wait, what do you mean to pay for, to watch it?
Yeah. Like, well, I pay $5 just to like see.
You don't have a login to the back end?
But that's not your Patreon.
No. Maybe I guess I can like, ask you, for it, but I pay for it.
We'll get you a login.
That's how you pay for it. It
comes out of your check.
The like when you get a uniform at Target, they're like, hey, this is going to be off your first check, the red shirt.
So you get a discount.
The green hat here. We just got. Oh, Matt, do you want to show off what we got?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for the people who are listening, I can describe it to you. It's a Heather Gray sweater. It's the Good Influences one that says Under the Influence on the front with a little red guy giving a thumbs up and a wink. And on the back here, we have Good Influences in a selection of four cocktails, kind of representing each one of us, established in 2022, serving quality conversations every week. Your parents would approve. This truly, guys, is one of my favorite ones of the crew neck.
Yeah, it's cozy too.
Of the crew neck sweaters, just that Heather Gray style. I love it. It's that nice old school gray, you know, one where you can really see the fibers inside of it. So that one personally is my favorite.
It's really cozy.
Yeah. Truly. So we didn't have it during the photo shoot because it was the only one that was like slightly delayed in our merch thing. But Aaron took some nice pictures that are on the website now. And I so you put model is 5'8", wearing a size medium.
Yeah.
That was nice, a nice touch.
Which I like sometimes, but the models, though, that are my height are never wearing my size. It's like this guy's 6'3", wearing like a medium.
I know.
Like, yeah, right. Well, maybe it's just because they're really lean. Do they even put the model's weight in it?
No, never.
How about but the height? Give me his weight. Because that would be a little bit more realistic. Sorry, a guy who's 6'4 and weighs 120 pounds, not the same.
I mean, you have a point. It's that's true.
Yeah.
Like someone who's 5'2", but like a different weight would wear a different size.
Yeah, I always get nervous too. I see a guy who's 6'2 wearing a size medium, and I'm like, well, I guess I got to get an extra small, but I get a large, and it fits me like this.
Can we not just AI the models? Sorry. Sorry. Well, hear me out.
No.
AI the body type. Okay. Listen, use the models to make the clothes look good, but when I want to put in my body type, give me an AI version of my body type
or
wearing
you, yeah.
the cut of that
cloth. It's coming.
So I can type in my height and weight, put a little picture of you on it, like a little photo on your face, and you could see how you'd actually wear it.
It does, I'm saying it has a full DEXA scan of your body, gives you the AI guy wearing the exact shirt, so you really know how that
fits. So you're going to stand up in front of your webcam in your underwear, do a 360, and...
I don't know. Just make it part of my Apple ID login, and then just
Social
height,
Security and
weight, cup size,
a lot of sites, they have this feature where you can like type in your own height and weight, and then they give you the best recommendation of what size you should get.
They do that on shoe websites too, where they're like, what size are you in Nike? Oh, well, in New Balance, you'll be XYZ size.
Totally.
But I hate it when a site is like, you might want to size up or size down. Like,
I know,
it gives
like,
me anxiety
give me
about
straight.
What I'm buying in here. Like, I know I'm a size 11, but if it's telling me to size up, size down, I'm just like, what are you talking about here?
And for me, I'm like, but how oversized is it? Like, is it baggy or is it going to be like oversized, oversized?
I also have such a fear where I don't know if I'm really a size 11 as my shoe. Like, I think I am, but then I'm like, but am I not?
Sometimes
maybe
you're like
my
nervous.
10 and a half, my 11 and a half. It feels normal and good, but sometimes I'm worried.
A lot of the times I would look at the reviews because they'll do like a little thing that's like fit.
Oh,
level.
True to size.
Yeah.
Runs large, runs small.
What's up with those like shoe measuring devices at like shoe stores though? They look like they were all made in 1950.
Yeah. They probably were.
They're probably
just,
were.
Like, with all the different... metal. Yeah. It's like it looks medical.
It's
at
always
the same time.
So cold too. If you step on it, like you could feel the cold through your socks. You're like, this thing has been in a deep freezer for 4 hours.
Yeah, I loved them.
It reminds me of one of those blue things you'd have in gym to like stretch and see how much you could stretch. You know those like blue things you like sit
the
with
box.
Your yeah sit with your legs straight and then stretch to your toes and the box would like measure.
Yeah.
I want to buy one of those. I saw some website was like, you should buy one of these if you're going to buy a lot of shoes. And I was like, that's
the
crazy.
Shoe thing?
Yeah, one of the shoe like measuring things.
Why?
Because
can
like
you just buy them on Amazon.
Also like boots, when you buy like higher end boots, there's different widths that you have to worry about. So there's like EE, 2EE, B, C. And it's like, you want to get all, if you're going to spend like, you know, $500 on a boot, you want to get all your measurements right. So like this website was just like, we recommend buying a foot caliper thing. I didn't buy it, but
that seems not necessary to own.
When
I know. You can just go to a shoe store and try it out.
When was the last time you went and actually bought shoes from like a shoe salesperson? Like, oh, let me, go in the back. I'm going to bring them out. How does this feel? They're like touching your foot.
I think Birkenstocks.
They don't touch your feet as an adult.
I don't think that really happens.
That's like, that's for children.
To make sure they get the
Yeah.
Are they still touching your toes?
I don't know. I have not bought shoes like in a shoe store in a very long time.
I bought Hokas at the Hoka store.
Okay. Actually, yeah. For last time I did buy shoes was at running shoes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you really need to have an expert.
With the running shoes, yeah. You like a little firmer, whatever. But touching your toes, that I think is for like, what? We got the new Pope?
Yes.
Let's hear it. Okay. Pizza Polly?
New Pope is Cardinal Robert Prevost from USA.
What? An American Pope?
Oh, that can't be good.
No, that cannot be good.
Robert Prevost, good.
Provost?
Or
is
bad?
He a Mormon?
Good or
Prevost,
bad, you said.
Prevost. Hey, he's Mormon. What are you talking about? It's the Pope. Is he Mormon?
He's making a joke because of the last name.
Oh. What are you? I'm like.
So upset.
I'm like, are you a Mormon?
Wow, Robert Prevost from USA.
Robert,
sure. Trump put in a good word.
Bobby,
oh, he did?
Bobby Prevost, but then he's going to say his like official Pope name. That's not going to be.
It'll be
name.
Like, you know, John Francis the Eighth or something.
Yeah.
What
exactly?
Problematic views.
It's the first article. It says activist says inaction over Providence High School sex abuse disqualifies Pope hopeful Prevost.
What?
Wait, he's disqualified, but
like,
he got
right
elected.
Now?
No, I think it was saying like. Someone was just making a comment like it should disqualify him. Let me see.
Well, oh, I would God. Track with the Catholic Church.
Well, yeah.
But.
And USA.
Yeah, true.
Wow, an American
it
Pope.
It says, could be Pope. Well, now the actual Pope.
Pope.
Bears responsibility for allowing former Providence Catholic High School president and priest Richard McGrath to stay at the high school amidst sex abuse allegations that dated back to the 1990s.
I mean. A perfect fit for the Catholic Church.
No, I know. That's well, not yeah. good.
Well, it lasted. Okay.
Does this guy have a TikTok?
We don't need to like pull it up and be on our...
Let's read a little bit about this guy. Robert Provost or Provost?
Prevost. Like P-R-E.
Oh, Prevost.
Provost.
Not like Provost.
Yeah. V-O-S-T. I thought P-R-O as well.
All right, he's 69.
Oh, hey.
Say he's got to be old, right?
Zaddy.
Well, I guess you kind of are old.
They're
if you're
all
gonna...
fucking old.
Yeah, because you have to like you have to have so much experience and so much like time in the church.
True.
They're so old.
Dude, these words are crazy. He served as prefect for the Dicastery for Bishops and the president of the Pontifical Commission for Latin America. What do any of those words mean?
I don't know. Sometimes conclave is a little hard to understand.
Oh, with like some of the language like.
Yeah, well, they were just very like. Matt, did they have accents? I can't remember.
What do you mean?
In like, conclave.
You're talking about all the cardinals from all across the world if they
like,
had accents?
Well, yeah, I guess when you say it like that, I feel stupid.
I mean,
but
I bet when you go to like the UN, there's a bunch of people.
No, of
that.
Course. Oh. But I just mean like the movie, like, I think
are
they had to watch
putting
subtitles.
On a fake accent or not?
I'm pretty sure I put it on subtitles. Because, yeah, it was a very like thick Italian accent, like thick, like Roman accent, like thick accents.
Yes, I believe
and their voices were so deep and they were saying words I did not know. It was like,
wait, I mean
it.
Like, is there a Catholic accent? I don't know.
No,
I
can't. No.
Do they, and when the Pope speaks, does he speak in Latin always? Or is he speaking in his like native tongue or do they speak in Italian?
That's
like,
a really great question, Mike. I think he kind of switches it up and it all depends on what he's talking about. If he's like, talking to the people, I assume he's speaking in Italian.
Yeah.
But wasn't this new one and from Argentina? They're the
correct.
Last one?
Yeah, but you kind of got to know multiple languages to be able
so,
to be
like,
it.
What, is Robert Prevost going to be speaking English?
Yeah, probably. I mean, if you're getting elected as Pope, I think you'd need to at least speak like three languages.
Latin, Italian.
And Spanish.
And
probably.
English. And the Pope speaks English too.
Yeah, definitely.
Should we get him
English.
On the pod?
Yeah, you got to be a total
Bobby.
Pod. I think it's just cool that we're recording when a huge global event is happening.
Did again.
Love that. It's like when the Queen died too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Were we recording when the Queen died?
Yes.
Okay, that's right.
We started the episode and we said, guys, there's a chance that the Queen could die during this episode. And then the Queen died during the episode. We're recording, and a Pope just got elected. Pretty cool.
No Pope death, but Pope elected.
No.
Did I say Pope dead?
No,
no,
I,
no,
I was
no.
just thinking that.
It's just
like,
we got, this is a positive thing that's happening.
Oh, yeah. Huge. The whole world will be talking about it. But
it's a new year.
We only know so much amount of information. It just happened right now.
He's kind of cute.
69 feels also pretty, like, young for a Pope.
Yes.
Like, I feel like Popes are always just, like, the oldest person you've ever seen. They're just, like, 90. But I guess they're around
for
a while.
Pope Francis wasn't even 90.
One of them retired, right? That was the big thing in our lifetime.
Pope Benedict.
Which, like, never happens.
Yeah. It was like, he like, retired so then Francis could come in because it's something weird was going on or something.
I think he was just like, you become just mentally incompetent and you know that you
Oh, he was just like too, well, yeah.
Oh my God, his middle name is Francis. Robert Francis Prevost.
Oh, but he will have to pick
the 267th Pope. That's crazy. Oh, he did. He said, who took the name Pope Leo? You'll have.
Oh, we got it.
What number is that in Roman numeral?
Pope Leo the 14th.
Leo the. Wow, he's going full.
Pope Leo the 14th. All right. Leo, it's a family name.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Raycon. Now, with Father's Day coming up, let's take a moment to think about our dads. Dads teach us a lot, like how to fix things for ourselves, how to pick yourself up, how to make do with less so that the family can have more. So this Father's Day, let's show our dads that they deserve the world at a price that even they will be impressed by. This Father's Day, treat your dad to a pair of everyday earbuds by Raycon because he deserves to relax, recharge, and enjoy his favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. Raycon's everyday earbuds are the perfect gift for your dad, whether he's lifting big at the gym, busy with those endless work calls, or jamming out to his favorite tunes that drive your mom crazy. Give your dad the gift of premium audio that goes where he does. Raycon's latest model is better than ever with 32 hours of battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets him pair with two devices at once. Finally, your dad can wave bye to the tangled old pair of wired headphones. Speaking of battery life, Raycon's quick charge function, just 10 minutes of charging yields 90 minutes of battery. These earbuds also come with active noise cancellation, which is often difficult to find at such accessible dad-friendly prices. Raycons start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons everyday earbuds come in a spectrum of vibrant colors to match your dad's vibe. As you can see here, I got the blue, a classic. And if your dad's not liking his Raycons, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee return policy, no questions asked. So go to buyraycon.com/good to get 15% off site-wide. Right now, Raycon is offering up to 15% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/good. buyraycon.com/good. And now back to the episode.
I wonder if Trump is like actually pissed. He's like, are you kidding me?
No.
Vance, you couldn't get me the fucking job?
Well, no, Mike.
I think he really think he could have gotten
no,
it.
No, he didn't. It was a joke.
I don't know, man.
Trump's not even silly. Catholic.
I know.
No, but the White House tweeted him as the Pope.
Oh, the AI.
And
picture.
There was an interview where he was like, yeah, I feel like I'd be good to be the 267th Pope.
I think he was kidding.
I think he was kidding too. And he's trying to like, it's just like so stupid.
Not to defend
it's like
Trump,
so
but.
So what's the word, not sanctimonious, but
blasphemous.
Yes. And it's like, what are these people who are religious? I don't know. It's just,
it would have been kind of nuts though if they were like, you know what,
I saw videos, like obviously AI, but it was so funny. It was smoke coming out of the Vatican, but it was orange smoke. And it was like all these like MAGA people like, yeah.
I saw one, and it was just like the new Pope right now, and it was just a clip of Doechii like leaving her hotel at the Met Gala, like just like
with
fully covered up, just like.
Did you see the video of her like berating her
I
team?
I couldn't hear it. I don't know if I watched the right clip.
Oh,
what was she saying?
She was like, I need more umbrellas, like just screaming.
Oh, God.
And it's also weird because like I was like, for that outfit? Really?
I know, that's what people are, the big word on the street is.
That's what we have that
people
whole
are like, that's why you were like so mean.
Thing for?
Yeah.
I could try to see what it says and play it. Doechii Met.
Did anyone do one of those, oh, my God, the Pope died, like pranks to their parents ever? Because you know it's always a celebrity,
I'm
but
sure.
Well, oh, like Pope Francis,
right?
Dead at
like, yes.
I feel like Jason Nash kind of started that on Vine.
He started that trend.
I'm pretty sure. Like he was doing it all the time on Vine, like to, before like, I knew him.
To who?
Oh, people were like Manon Matthews and
saying a random
King
celebrity
Batch.
Death.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Like holy shit.
You're
Oprah
asking,
died.
Did we ever do that?
No, no, not you, but like on the internet. I don't know if has
about
anyone
the Pope.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sure. But then again, I don't think it's very.
Yeah, it feels a little.
The Pope is like.
You don't want to fuck around with
well,
that.
Well, for someone who's very passionate about the Pope, and if you want to get a good reaction from them, and you want to be like, the Pope died, like, ugh.
Oh, I did see it. This is what the Show Me Timmy Rachel girl. Her daughter did that to her when the Pope actually died, and it was a great video. Because the mom didn't believe her. She was like, you're doing this again.
Aww.
And then she was like, you've put this in my phone, and like.
It's religious diva. Again.
Yeah, Show Me Timmy Rachel.
Okay, wait, here's the Doechii clip.
Oh, boy.
Two umbrellas.
cursing at them?
It kind of sounds like she's being, like, funny, but, like, overdramatic.
Oh, I don't know.
It seems like she's stressed, but she posted a thing, like, being like, guys, it's fine.
I think, yeah, that just sounds like Dochi being Dochi.
The Mekel also seems very high stress, and very, like, if this is her first one also, she's probably just, like...
I don't think that gives you, like, a reason to treat people who work with you that way.
Yeah, no, screaming. That sounds like...
Give me a fucking umbrella. That's crazy.
That's like a regular New Yorker, though. Just like, give me a fucking umbrella. Like, you know?
Okay.
I wouldn't yell at...
It seems like a publicity stunt more than, like, her yelling.
Oh, you think she did it on purpose?
Yeah, or she's just, like, being dramatic and just wants... Look at us. We're talking about it.
I guess, yeah.
Like, it's clearly working.
It's crazy that Kim Kardashian's always such a, like, I think, like, a... staple for the Met Gala, like, a lot of times, and I haven't even, like, heard. I don't even know what she wore. I haven't seen anything about her. Was she at the Met?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't see anything.
And like. Yeah. And people kept posting this Katy Perry photo, and it was AI. It's just crazy how, like, good it's getting, where it's, like, really hard to spot.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, okay. Like, just on Twitter, just scrolling. I'm like, oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Not even questioning
Azealia
it.
Banks, like, reposted, and she was like, this look is so good, blah, 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 blah. Oh. And everyone was
about
like,
Katy Perry?
Yeah. They're like, Chica, this is not real.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. There's also the trend of people showing their grandparents Grand Theft Auto footage and saying it's on the news. So it'll be like a guy just, like, plowing into a group of people killing prostitutes and stuff. And the grandparents are just like, oh, my God, this is on the news.
Grand Theft Auto got delayed.
Another year.
Classic. What?
It was supposed to come out fall of this year. It has now been delayed till May
of 2026.
Next year.
Damn.
And they just posted their trailer, which I watched this morning. It's really good. It looks like a fucking movie. 86 million views in 2 days. But, like, a lot of the comments were like, I had friends that were waiting for this that, like, died since this came out. Like, people were.
It's been
that long that, like, people are just, like, dying.
So what are they even doing?
Trying to
wrap it up.
It's funny because people were, like, part of the trailer was this girl walking, and it was, like, on her ass, and it looked like the perfect, like, BBL jiggle, and they were, like, they were trying to perfect the BBL jiggle. Because it's literally just, like, her walking in this tight dress, and it's just, like.
The graphics look insane, but is it.
How long has it been since the last one came out?
I think the last one came out, 2016?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, 2015,
that's crazy.
I think.
10 years.
Yeah. And it's had a total chokehold on, like, the gaming community and how much people are able to do with it, also in terms of, like, streaming, real-life role-playing.
Yeah, people are going to make a lot of money when it comes out.
2013.
Yeah. Even longer.
That's when Vine came out, guys.
So it's going to be 13 years since the last one came out?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Did you order your Switch, too?
No, I didn't.
Are you going to?
Am I going to? Maybe. I don't know. I want to play around with it before I order it. The whole pre-ordering stuff. I already have a Steam Deck. I'm really into reading right now. I don't need another thing. And I think I like the idea of owning a Switch 2 more than I do in terms of actually playing it.
That's big of you. I will never admit when I like an idea more than I like the actual thing. I'll never admit it to myself.
No, immediate add to cart, Carly.
Yup. Immediate. I need instant gratification.
I was obsessed about that Steam Deck. Like, I really wanted it. Kept thinking about it all the time. And then I bought it. I never play it.
I think I bought it
so I would stop thinking about it, thinking that I needed to own it.
The thing with the Switch is that they come out with a new Super Mario game, but that comes out every 10 years.
They said, Tony Soprano said Mario.
Yeah.
And that's how Mike says it.
That's how Jill Zarin says it.
See,
too.
That's how they say it in The Sopranos, Mario?
Yeah.
Or is that where you guys
I think laugh? It was Carmella said it.
Oh. Every I thought you were laughing because I'm talking about a video game at 35 years old.
No.
So they had Odyssey came out, or something came out in 2008, then 2018. So the next Super game comes out in 2028.
The big game.
So the next Super Mario game would come out
in 2028. So you don't need a Switch 2 like today.
Correct. If there was a big Super Mario game, I actually would consider getting it. But
I don't know that. What's the driving game? Mario Kart is not worth like. Guys.
Sorry, my Midwest ass was like
Mario Kart. Mario Kart.
That's a different game. They're throwing gabagool instead of bananas.
Like, hey, get out of my way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a pizzeria. I'm trying to get to.
Yeah. It's strange to hear other people say it, Mario, but.
Mario.
I mean, that's what Mario says. It's a me, Mario.
It's a me, Mario.
He goes, it's a me,
when
Mario.
I think of Mario, I think of, like, the singer Mario. Like, he's, like, ooh, exotic and cool. But, like, love Mario. Him. It's Super Mario.
No one's saying that except you people from your region of the country.
In your region.
Mario, I don't.
Oh, also, shout out to the New York Knicks absolutely clobbering Aaron's Boston
Did you see
Boston
all
Celtics.
The fights?
Were there fights?
Oh, yeah.
Like in Boston or in?
Crazy fights. People beating the shit out of each other from both sides. Like,
that's
absolutely insane.
Post-game?
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
Jesus Christ.
The hooligans in the streets.
The Northeast, Boston, Philly, New York are like just brutal sports cities.
They all hate each other.
Truly.
Now, when the team loses.
I think Philly's the worst.
Yes.
The losing team, or they're like, we got to go kick the winning team's ass?
Yes.
Or does the winning team go, let's go kick the loser's ass?
No,
it's
the winning.
It's just like people walking out who are like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you.
And again, they start
usually the winning
team
will be like a little hyped up. It'll be in a Knicks jersey at the Celtics arena being like, fuck you, you fucking losers. And then someone's like, what the fuck did you say? And then it's like, and then it just starts up. It's
but
no one.
Also, like Philly, they will burn their city to the fucking ground if they win
or
if
lose.
They lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Philly's crazy. But
notorious for booing Philly, right?
Yes.
Aren't they like just a booing, like they boo at everything?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you watch the game?
No.
Oh, people are saying it's the best NBA playoffs. I know our audience is like 90% women, so I don't know if this really matters.
Well,
but
maybe they have significant others and they've been subjected to having to watch.
Or maybe they like basketball.
How deep into the finals are we? Are we in the
We're in the semifinals of the conference.
Okay, got it. And who were the four teams in the semifinals?
Right now it's the Golden State Warriors versus the Minnesota Timberwolves, which there's a guy in the Timberwolves named Anthony Edwards. He's 23 years old. He's got like a $100 million contract.
Jeez.
There is a rumor, which is like completely not true, but that he's Michael Jordan's son because like Michael Jordan was around and like still young 21 years ago.
I've heard about this.
And this dude plays and looks and like is just like has that Michael Jordan energy. So it's like kind of like a funny myth that like he's Michael Jordan's son, although no real evidence for it. And then Denver Nuggets and Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
There was like a 50-point blowout in one of those games last night too.
Who won?
I can't remember. I think Oklahoma City.
Whoa.
And then we have New York, Boston, which is a huge rivalry. And New York is now up. By the time this comes out, it'll be the third game.
Knicks.
New York Knicks have beat the Boston Celtics 2 games in Boston to start the series.
Okay.
And they were down by like 20 points in the third quarter. Knicks didn't lead the whole game. And then finally by the fourth quarter, the Knicks just came back. So the NBA playoffs right now, if you ever wanted to watch or support your significant other.
Did we get to the fourth one?
No. I don't know who the fourth one is, actually.
You want to support your significant
other? I'm not the biggest sports guy, but I do watch a Knicks game, and it is riveting.
When was the last time the Knicks won?
Oh, my God. Like 1978 or something crazy.
That'll
like that.
That'll be great
that.
For them. Bring it on.
I get a lot
whose side are you on?
Probably. I might be rooting for the Knicks. I did root for Boston, but then last year I was rooting for Minnesota. So
Oh, you did root for Minnesota last year.
I do like Minnesota. Well, yeah, because Boston beat the Mavs when I found out I had skin cancer.
What?
The Cavaliers and the Pacers is
Wait,
the last.
What'd you say?
It says the Knicks have won 2 NBA championships in 1970 and 1973.
It's been forever.
That's crazy.
It's been forever. And New York, anytime they win. I don't know if you guys get these videos, but it'll just be like around Madison Square Garden, like so many people are. It's like the fucking, I don't know.
The Beatles.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. The score last night was 91-90.
I know.
Jeez.
They were losing the entire game. And in the fourth, they were down by 20 points going into the fourth.
When's
and
the next one? Tonight?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow, probably.
Saturday.
You know, I'm getting
at 12:30 in the afternoon.
Well, 3:30 in New York.
Well, for the people listening. Hopefully.
That'll be, this will have already
hopefully
happened.
Hopefully they won.
But there, I also like, I don't know if you guys are getting these TikToks too, but it's like girls watching their boyfriends watch the game. It's really good content because like all the comments are like, oh, he's like a little boy cheering for his like favorite team. And because like it is hype to like watch the playoffs if you're a guy. I get why girls are just like, Jesus Christ, who gives a fuck? But
yeah,
it's fun to participate.
When I was in like middle school, I would get in fights with like kids on MySpace about like the NBA finals when it was the Heat versus the Mavs. I would just like talk shit to like kids from Miami who were my age.
Like,
would you post
that
a
you
bulletin?
Knew?
Huh?
That you knew or just random people?
No, random kids.
Just
like
forums.
They'd be like, Mavs suck. I'd be like, no, Miami Heat suck. Blah, 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 blah. And then the Mavs lost and I was like, fuck.
You know how if you do a brand deal for like the Super Bowl, you have to call it the big game.
Yes. Whatever?
I saw like a vlog of someone who did, I think, a Coachella like brand deal, but they had to call it the big festival.
Really?
LOL.
The big festival.
The big fest. I don't think I could say Coachella.
What was the?
Damn.
Was it for Coachella proper?
I think so. I don't know. I can't remember. All I saw was like the titles, like the big festival, like blah blah blah, and it was like sponsored.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, that's so funny that they like. I mean, maybe it wasn't Coachella. Maybe it was.
Huh.
Or maybe they were just trying to make like a broad content where it could be used for any festival.
Maybe, but too. I feel like Coachella is such a clickable thing. That
or
people...
did it feel like it was making fun of the big game thing? Is that possible?
I don't think so.
It felt real. Reach.
Huh?
No, because I feel like people wouldn't understand that.
It's like an advertiser's joke.
Yeah.
It's like, hey guys, what if we, instead of calling it the big game, we call it the big festival?
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, prices are going up on just about everything lately, so being smart with money is not just a good idea, it is essential. But managing your subscriptions, tracking, spending, and cutting costs can feel overwhelming. Lucky for you, Rocket Money takes the guesswork out of it so you can easily make smart decisions. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and helps cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. See all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For any subscriptions that you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can even help you cancel them. Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all of your accounts. You can easily create personalized budgets with custom categories to help keep your spending on track. You get alerts if your bills increase in price, if there's any unusual activity, or if you're close to going over your budget. And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save, and then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with the customer service so you don't have to. You've heard us talk about Rocket Money before. I literally use it every single day. It's one of my favorite apps. I'm so glad they're a sponsor of the show. Really cannot encourage you to get Rocket Money enough. It's just so helpful. And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That's rocketmoney.com/good, rocketmoney.com/good. And now, back to the episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like, I don't think, like, audiences would be like, oh, I see what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're
like,
making
that's hilarious.
I think a lot of people don't even realize that the big game is an advertising tactic because they can't
say
Super Bowl. Most normal people, I don't think, are aware that that is, like, a thing.
It's not reached like meme status yet. It's only for us because we know it as like people do brand deals.
Yeah, I mean, I barely knew it until like we did it. And then I was like, oh, this is so dumb.
Why
can't we say Super Bowl?
Well, let's explain. For those who don't know, the Super Bowl is a brand name. So when you do
I thought you were going to explain what the Super Bowl
is. No. But like if like a creator is doing a brand deal at the Super Bowl with like Pepsi and you're like, oh, I'm going to the Super Bowl with Pepsi. You're not allowed to say I'm going to the Super Bowl. You have to say I'm going to the big game. And so any content you see where people are like going backstage or going to the halftime show, they always say the big game. And it's kind of a meme, I guess, in the creator community of like,
yeah,
we're going to the big game. Oh, going to the big game because you can't.
Or even for like Final Four, you have to say like
the tournament.
The tournament. Yeah, yes. The big tournament.
You can't say Final Four. You can't say March Madness. Yeah.
There is a festival called Big Festival.
Oh.
So that would be really interesting.
Oh, maybe that's what you saw.
Maybe.
Did it just happen?
No.
Maybe it was like Brianna.
August.
Or maybe it was like BFFs or something like that. I feel like it was like Barstool something.
What do you think is the best music festival in the country?
In
America.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, wait.
Like, in terms of Bonnaroo,
Sorry, can I just clarify? Okay, yeah. It's Brianna Chicken Fries vlog. It's on my, like, recommended. But it's High Noon sent my best friends and I to the big festival.
Was it Coachella?
Yes. Yeah.
Huh.
So maybe High Noon was like, I can't.
There already was an alcohol sponsorship at Coachella.
So they couldn't say it.
So
I figured. It's just funny.
I bet you, if you're doing a brand activation at a place that already has a sponsorship, I bet you have to call it something else.
That really sucks because like, I feel like way more people would click on the video if it said Coachella.
That's what I said, yeah. Right? I was like, it's so much more clickable.
You like make it cryptic, like you like capitalize the C, like and then A, and then so. Yeah.
I left
like,
an Easter egg, guys. Go find it.
But in terms of like big music festivals, Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza, Governor's Ball, Outside Lands, ACL, Coachella.
Oh my
Do
God.
I think it's the biggest or the...
The best.
The baddest.
I haven't been to all of them.
I've never been to Bonnaroo, but I feel like I've been to most.
Oh, it's fun.
I think Outside Lands is actually pretty underrated.
Where's that? San Francisco?
Yeah, in Golden Gate Park or Golden State Park? I always get it confused.
Unsure.
I think because it's the Golden Gate Bridge, right?
Yeah.
That is like Central Park, but it's gorgeous. You feel like you are out in the woods out there, and it's stunning. Oh, wow.
And should we go?
Wait, where is it?
Yeah.
Or what is it? San Francisco? It's in August.
What is it?
I think Outside Lands. San Francisco Music Festival.
They announce the lineup?
I've never been to San Francisco.
Cozier. You've never been? Patricia's never been? I've make a trip.
I've heard it's freezing.
It's like chilly, but like coastal.
Carly at a festival. I don't know.
I think you would actually fuck with Outside Lands. I don't think it's like as exhausting as Coachella and ACL.
Dove Ball is pretty nice. Have you been there?
Okay, but how are we getting
to... I want to go this year.
Governor's Ball's on what? On Governor's Island?
Where is it? In D.C.?
Take a ferry.
Oh, what are the...
New York.
Okay, but mass halls with big, huge groups of people.
It's a ferry. It's like a commuter,
I've heard it's
boat.
A nightmare.
I know
to get to and from.
I heard it's a nightmare, too.
Yeah.
I've been, like, twice, I think. Ella goes a lot. It's, I think, the best festival.
Wait, sorry, why is it a nightmare to get to and from?
Because it's on, like, an island.
And you're already in Manhattan, or just in the whole New York area, and you're...
Just go to the east side, and then you get on the ferry, and then it's like 20 minutes. You get off, and it's like you're at the festival. And then when you want to go home, you just get on another ferry. And then you could sleep in your own bed. And the festival grounds are like, it's not like Coachella where it's fucking massive. It's like small enough that you can like, I don't know, get to every stage relatively quickly. It's not also like too many fucking people. It's not a bunch of high school kids too. It's more like people like our age and the... I don't know. I think GovBall is one of the best ones.
Are you going to go this year?
Probably not. I haven't been since like 2008 probably, but I don't go to the, like, a lot of music festivals. But Matt's going to one Saturday.
I am.
Which one?
It's Just Like Heaven. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah. Fun.
Vampire Weekend's performing.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Is fun performing?
No, I'm saying how fun.
Is that here?
Yes, at the Rose Bowl.
Ooh, so, like outside of the Rose Bowl.
But so is it going to be like kind of what an emo night thing is, where there's people performing inside, there's people performing in the parking lots kind of a thing?
I feel like the stages are outside of the Rose Bowl.
Oh, there's not going to be anything going on inside the Coliseum?
That's what my impression of it was from what people have said, but I really don't know.
Hmm.
It looks like it'll be nice. A lot of people are really excited because Rilo Kiley,
yes,
is performing, and like,
is that Elvis's granddaughter?
No, that's Riley Keough.
Oh,
or Keo.
Keo.
Sorry.
And what did you say?
Rilo Kiley.
Wait, are you fucking with me right now?
No.
Rilo Kiley.
Rilo Kiley is like
an
indie
artist. And Riley Kilo.
Riley Kehoe.
Yes.
Are two different things.
Two different people.
Two different things.
But they haven't performed in like a really, really, really long time.
And then who's the other girl? Like Likey Likey Lee?
Likey Lee?
Likey Lee. I never say it out loud.
What is she saying?
I'll follow.
Yeah.
I'll follow you.
Maybe. Is it? It might be Likey Lie. I don't know. No one knows how to say that fucking name.
Never say it out loud.
It's like an indie festival for those listening.
A good millennial indie fest. And I'm excited for Vampire Weekend, so it'll be a good time.
Oh, at Block Party. I would be really excited to see them. And Empire of the Sun would be very fun.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong with Empire of the Sun.
Group Love.
Love Group Love.
I just saw Mount Joy at the Silver Lake Lounge the other
night. How was it?
I saw that.
It was pretty cool. Pretty fun.
Pretty.
And I ended up talking with Matt Quinn for a while afterwards. He's
such a nice guy.
Truly one of the nicest dudes. Also, shout out Adam Melcher. Put out his new album, Diary of Living. If you
is
haven't
he paying the podcast or
Diarrhea of Living,
Diary of Living. No, he's not paying. I'm just trying to support my friend because I've been friends with him for like 10 years, and his new album's out. Shout out to Adam.
He's making me,
huh?
You're like, and he's making me.
No, no,
to
no.
The head.
No, guys.
I saw someone commented on our video, and they said Mike's gonna come out soon with a new girlfriend, Miss Chat GPTina. I thought that was really funny. Another thing I saw, Mike, was that a Lost spinoff is in the works.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, I swear to God.
A spinoff?
Yeah. And I looked it up this morning. I got a TikTok of some guy being like, a Lost spinoff is in the works. And I was like, oh, I got to tell Mike.
I don't know if this is going to be
like a Better Call Saul situation.
I've never watched Lost.
I have
so I don't
chills
know what
right now.
Any of this means, but I know that Mike is a huge Lost guy.
It's a prequel.
So it says,
building the plane.
Featuring, again, I don't know what any of this means.
I'll tell you if it's...
Featuring Josh Holloway as Sawyer. The official tagline was, "We have to go back," which suggests a return to the island. And there are strong rumors that the story will center around Sawyer and his daughter, Clementine.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
The series is a 6-episode miniseries.
I'm going to cry. That is insane.
A miniseries. So it will be done. This is just a one-time season.
Does it say who the producers are? Is it Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse?
Oh my god, I don't
they're know. The original producers and the showrunners for the show, so it's like their baby was like the idea of the show.
Let me see.
Josh Holloway, he just got a new show for the first time since Lost, I think, on HBO.
He sounds familiar.
He's like the blonde guy with like the southern accent.
It also says possible return of other characters.
I'm
Hurley
sure.
And Ben,
yeah,
who are now guardians of the island, according to a Reddit thread.
Well, don't spoil the show for those who haven't watched it.
Lost spinoff producers.
I remember my friend was like obsessed with it, and he was like, you gotta watch it. And then I'm not gonna say anything, but apparently the end was just like, what the fuck.
I mean, at the time I feel like people probably were frustrated with the ending, but the journey,
there's so
is
much
still
going
so
into
worth it.
Some people love the ending.
Yeah, at the time though it was kind of like Sopranos, where everyone was like, wait, what the fuck was that? I didn't like that at all.
Wait,
and
don't
now,
say anything because I'm watching
yeah,
Sopranos.
Don't, yeah.
Oh, sure. Sorry.
Okay.
Crazy.
I'm like, don't.
That ending.
Yeah, but Lost is, I think, like one of the greatest pieces of art humanity has ever produced. It's so
I've never
fucking
seen
good.
It. Man, I think you know it. What I think is Love After Lockup. I don't know if you saw my story last night, but I'm on episode fucking 40, season 2, episode 40.
Jesus.
How many episodes are in a season?
I don't know. I'm okay. I told some of my story, so sorry if you already heard it, but I started season 2, and it's like a regular season. It's like the couples, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes into
Love After, After Lockup?
Love After Lockup. Love During, Love After Lockup. Life After Lockup, that's what it is. It goes into Life After Lockup, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. It's in the same season. That's kind of nice. Still season 2. And then that ends, and they introduce a bunch of new couples, and it's still season 2. And I'm like, okay. So it goes through like 10 episodes of like new couples, and then it goes into Life After Lockup season. And I'm like, there's literally like 60-some episodes in season 2.
And this is riveting television for you?
For me, yes. But I love I love a bad time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could watch one episode of that in full. Are you like scrolling on your phone while you're watching it, or are you really engaged?
I mean, it's pretty engaging. Like, yeah, pretty engaging. But it's like 90 Day Fiancé. I don't know if you ever watched that, but it's like, I want to pay attention. I want to know what's happening, but you don't need to be like,
do you
glued
like
to it.
The cringe? Where's
yes.
the rush? It's the cringe.
It's the cringe. I love cringe.
Ugh. I like it in doses. I like seeing a cringy moment from a reality show, but I start pacing the room like it's a fucking NBA finals when I'm watching reality shows, because I'm like, how do people watch this?
That's
all
how
the
Noah
time?
Is, too.
Or I'm just
sometimes.
Like, oh my gosh, this person's a nut. Like, yeah. I can't deal
oh,
with it.
Oh, you would hate this show.
Do you like feel bad for them? Or are you like, ooh, yikes? Like,
I mean, not really, because like all of them are so delusional. Like one guy was with a woman before he went to jail. They had a baby together. They got engaged. He went to jail. She's sending him money and like, you know, visiting him and everything. Meanwhile, he like gets a letter from some woman and he starts dating her at the same time.
Hell no.
And so they get engaged just through like talking or something. So like the episodes are like, the episodes lead up to like both of them gonna go pick him up from jail, because a lot of the times it's like it'll introduce a couple and it'll be like they're getting out in 3 days or something, so it'll be like them explaining the situation, how they met, and like the letters they've written back and forth, and if they visited, and then it's like finally them in person like seeing each other and hugging each other and like how they are in real life. And most of them are like, it's awful after, because they're like, yeah, when they're in jail all they can do is talk to you and that's it, but like when they're out they can do whatever the fuck they want. So a lot of people are like,
are you feeling like an air of superiority to these people, like, god,
no.
I could never be these people?
No, because I think I watched 90 Day Fiance the same way.
Do you care about them? Are you like, oh, if I meet them I would love to meet them?
No. I just think it's interesting TV. It's just like, it's just because I think it's also because I don't understand it. Like,
yes.
I'm not a part of it. I've never been in that world. So to me, it's like very interesting. It's like watching Hoarders. Like,
that's,
I like that.
That's
too.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The one reality show where I like to watch is like Hoarders.
Yeah.
Or it's someone who's like a little crazy and they have an obsession.
Like my,
and they,
yes, me
and they
too.
Have a problem and they're refusing to confront
me
the
too.
Problem.
Yes.
And I'm like, what is it? What is mentally going on upstairs in their head And a lot of it's just, like, his fear of abandonment. It's over-attachment to things.
Or, like, a death of a lot. Like, Hoarders a lot. I like Hoarders because there's a therapist that goes, too.
That's good.
Hoarders is basically, I don't know if you've ever seen it. But it's basically people
I know the experience.
Insane, like, it'd be, like, someone's daughter writing and be, like, please help my mom. Like,
right.
Her house is, like, has rats and poop and, like.
Yeah.
And this is my kitchen. And just, like, climbing over, like, 2 feet of trash. And I don't know if it's. That I get so fascinated that someone's like it, or that deep down I wish I knew a hoarder so I could just shake them like a dog and be like, what is wrong with you? Throw this shit out. I want to be the host on Hoarders and just be like, you have an issue.
Like, you'd be hilarious.
I go, you want to throw this away? I'm like, this is a fax machine from the 1980s with fucking lice and maggots growing in it. Get rid of it, Barbara. Get rid of it.
I know, but they're like, but there's always a therapist with them, so it's good because then they get to the bottom of it, because there's always a reason why they're keeping things. It's always a psychological issue.
I want more follow-ups, though, on the hoarders. You see them at the end. They've cleaned it out. I'm like, go back there in 2 weeks. It's going to be littered with shit all over again.
Well, if they don't get the problem fixed,
it's a little it's mental just gonna, illness.
Yeah, because they get that empty, new, clean apartment. They go, it can use some stuff. It's feeling a little empty in here.
I get fascinated by hoarders, like hoarding cars. Like when people have a car that's just full to the brim of trash.
Oh, yeah. So you see those parked on the street sometimes.
I saw someone driving one and literally between them and the seat was trash. Like, I'm not even kidding. It was, I just want to, I don't want to know everything about their lives. I'm just like, how did this happen? When did this start? Like, what's your plan? Like, what are we doing? I just am so interested in it because I just don't understand it.
I just feel not good inside when I, like, if I even see a clip of like, I don't know, like my 700-pound life. I'm just like...
It's 600.
Whatever it is. Like
my 600-pound life.
It just makes me feel like not good. Like even seeing like a clip or like seeing like a hoarder's clip.
I'm probably a sociopath. Like I probably am.
No, but but so many people watch these shows. Like people watch murder mysteries and like all these... I don't know. It's not...
For me, it's a curiosity, I think. And it's just you're cringe.
Like what is your attachment to it? Are you just like... Are you laughing at it? Like, is it?
Kind of, it's just so insane. Cause you're like, what are they doing? Yeah.
I guess I watched the Conan O'Brien Kennedy Center Awards last night. That's what I watched.
That?
So good.
What is the Kennedy Center Awards? Who's winning the awards? What is it?
It's the Mark Twain Prize for Humor. They've done, I think, 26 of them every year at the Kennedy Center, which is in Washington, D.C., Center for the Arts.
Trump like take it over
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, I thought he was hosting it.
No, he won the Mark Twain Prize for humor.
Oh, this happened like a month ago.
Yeah, but they just put it on Netflix because they like had to edit it and do all like, so they put the full thing out. So it was like Stephen Colbert and Reggie Watts and Adam Sandler and Nikki Glaser, like all these people do a little speech about him. There's a bunch of them on there. There's an Adam Sandler one. I think there's like a Will Ferrell one, Amy Poehler maybe one. There's a bunch of people that won it, but I think it was one of the best ones because it's just the funniest people. Adam Sandler had such a good like stand-up routine, and then just nice to see Conan celebrated as like a, you know, for the guy who like basically got his show taken away from him by Leno.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like a nice, it was really like, it was like I almost teared up. I was like, wow, he really deserves like the accolades that he's getting from all these really funny people.
Is the Kennedy Center on the Lower West Side of Central Park, like right over there?
It's in Washington, D.C.
We're not allowed to talk about location, but you are.
I feel like it's in Manhattan.
The West?
No, it's in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's in D.C.
Okay.
You're thinking of Lincoln Center, maybe?
That's it. Sorry, the president's
confused. And you are correct where that is.
Yes.
Like Will Ferrell's bit when he won it is like, he picked up the statue and then dropped it immediately and it like shattered into a million pieces. And he was like, but he obviously had a fake one that he planned to do this with. It's a good little watch on Netflix. Cute. If you ever like need to burn an hour or something. But like, I'd rather watch that than Life After Lockup. Just like, let me unwind and watch crazy people write letters from jail. I don't know, man.
I love it.
Shout out to Costco for having the Topo Chicos back in stock, by the way. I don't know if you guys have noticed. This is the bigger size.
Yeah.
I bought four of them. So
Four boxes.
Boxes. Oh, each box has 18 of them. So you'll be seeing me drink these for the next few episodes.
That's it.
Big shout out to Costco.
Do you like the plastic Topo Chico bottles, the ones that are little stubbies? Oh.
I refuse. Other pro tip, money-saving tip, if you have a Costco membership, they sell $100 gift cards to Uber and DoorDash for $80. So I just bought like $500 worth, And then if you ever take an if you take an Uber, instead of paying $50, you're paying 20% less. You're paying $40.
Okay.
So I mean, it makes sense.
It, like, if you're going to end up using, like, I mean, I order a lot in. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no, go on.
Oh,
no,
I thought you
I
were.
I have an idea, but I'm just going to follow.
He's just going to scroll
you.
Instagram while you talk.
I don't want to interrupt.
No, 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 you go ahead. Anyway, I told Ben Kahn, because me and Ben Kahn love to talk about money-saving tips.
Points.
And I was, yeah, I was just like, ooh, money-saving tip I just found. And he was like, ooh, good one. So if you want to save some money on Uber, like, it works on Postmates, Uber Eats, anything. So, like, I'm like, I'm treating myself. Yeah, let me get the extra side of salad. I'm not paying for this. It's a nice, I'm feeling
$20.
Good about it. What do you have,
you know, now on Uber, you can see how many one-star ratings you've received.
No way.
Oh. Yes.
So do we want to compare?
Sure.
Okay, everybody, pull out your Uber app.
There's no way I have
actually
a one
don't even know if
star.
I have Uber.
Oh, are you more of a Lyft gal?
Yeah. Well, I deleted Uber during, like,
how do you
okay,
chat?
It's working.
Okay, so go to account. Boy. Now, in the top left, it says your average rating. What's everyone's average rating?
4.82.
Mine's 4.84.
Mine's 4.66.
4.93.
Whoa. Ooh,
good girl.
Well, hold on. Also, no, like...
How many rides have we
well,
all
yeah,
taken?
Well, now we'll get there, so let's go down to settings. Click the settings button. Okay. Are we all there?
No. No, we're
yes.
settings.
Oh,
it will,
okay, at the
oh,
bottom.
At the bottom.
And then,
why is it my mom's email address and phone number?
Mine is literally still our old apartment address.
And then we're going to click on privacy. That... tab all
okay.
right,
just for the record before we share this, I was using Uber when I was living in New York in my 20s, mostly
yeah
being drunk with yeah. friends and like people in the cars, so
same,
it's okay.
I'm not like a full adult here where it's like
it's fun.
Okay,
who gives
it'll be
shit.
Funny,
this is just
I'm nervous about this.
Hey, now you're going to see under your data and privacy at Uber, it says would you like to see a summary of how you use Uber, click see summary.
Okay,
hold
okay.
on, I don't see
so,
that. Oh,
it's right there.
I got it. Okay,
I feel like mine's messed up.
Oh, I see.
Thanks okay. for being with us for how many days?
Mine's 3,960 days.
Oh, mine's 3,911.
Wow.
Mine's 3,668.
I'm at 2,800.
Okay. How many trips have you guys taken each? I've taken 500.
Me too.
Wow.
Even 500?
Yeah. That's crazy. Heath's was even 500.
I'm confused. Mine says 14, and there's no way that's true. I used to Uber 20, like, all the time.
Maybe you're just a kid. Well, you said you're, it's like your mom's email on it, so.
I think, well, something, oof. I feel like something got weird and like it's like.
It might have changed your profile.
14 times and you're only 4.8.
What the fuck? Well, whatever.
Okay. 238.
Okay, now scroll down. And
hold on. What's your, how many times have you ordered Uber Eats?
334 times.
431 times.
430 times. How is this so
two.
Even?
Two times. Okay,
two?
So you're only ordered
no,
twice?
I feel like it's not oh. real.
So now go down to ratings. Scroll down to ratings and
oh.
click view my ratings.
Oh, God. Oh,
and then
God.
Now you have a breakdown of all the stars and everything you've gotten. How many one-star ratings do you have?
10.
Mike?
I also have 10.
I have 11.
Oh, no!
I don't have any. Mine are all 4 and 5, but mine's like fucked up, so I want to hear you guys' one star.
I wish you could see what people said.
Wait, you can't see what I said?
Something is off, though, because we also compared this on Unfiltered, and a lot of ours were the exact same things, where it's like 11 one-star like ratings.
Do you think they just like
10.
Average it?
I don't know. I feel like
well, let's
this
go
data...
through all of that.
Okay, so what?
5 stars.
468.
202.
461.
I know, but so but this all varies because we've taken 13. Different amount of rides. But yeah. like 10 4 stars, 7 3 stars, 4 2 stars, 11 1 star.
So the 5 stars is like huge.
Yeah.
Right? And then the rest are, I mean.
Mine's 14, 10, 2, and 10.
Okay.
Who's given 2 stars? What is that?
Yeah.
That's
they were
true.
Not awful, but like they were
they
awful.
They were pretty drunk, but kind of silly.
Almost puked, but didn't puke.
Two was like maybe you took them down like a really annoying place to drop off. Like the drop off became more complicated than what it should have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, or like they were taking forever to like find the Uber.
I want to believe that they were just like fat fingering it. Like, let me just get out of this menu and tap out of it.
I wish I had why.
What rating do you guys give if like you get into an Uber and it smells like absolute?
Still 5 stars.
No.
Really?
You have to let no, this is community driven.
I don't know. I agree with you. There are times where when I'm in it, I'm like, I am not giving 5 stars. But then at the
but
end
then
of the day.
You feel bad.
It's not that I, yeah, it's just that I feel bad. It's just like I don't want that energy.
You need to do better for your community.
Okay.
Like when I get into an Uber and it smells like just I'm in an ashtray, like No.
Yeah, yeah, you're, ooh, in the service business.
I like
business.
It though when it's like, it
of course
like
you
smoke.
Do. You're like,
yeah.
Hey, you got a Marlboro up there?
I don't like it when it just smells just like, yeah, it just doesn't smell good.
Like BO.
Yeah. Like
there's
straight
a
up,
lot.
Like just
yeah.
BO.
Yeah, it's always surprising. I'm like, how do they not know?
You're in the service business, man. Get it. You got to get it together.
Yeah. Also, I don't like it when I can smell marijuana.
Oh, I
because
like
that. I what?
Are you afraid that they're high driving?
Yeah, oh. Yeah. I go, sorry, you're operating a vehicle. That's like
five stars. Still give them five
hey.
Stars.
You're transporting me in your vehicle. You can go smoke weed anytime you want, but like the time you're behind a wheel, I don't want to feel like, oh, so you're just like blazed out of your mind.
That's true. I
driving
do feel
me
that
around
as well.
Town. Like I don't think you need to go to jail. Blaze. I'm not going to call the cops on
totally.
You. But it's a sense of trust.
Oh,
like
you
you're, on the, you're on the clock.
It's illegal.
Yeah. So I don't like that.
Do you take off any points?
No, I don't. I really don't. I have not given under 5 stars in years.
Oh, my God.
No.
I also don't. I always give 5 stars, but I feel like I have not had a bad Uber experience in years.
I know, me too.
Mine are always like fine when it's just me, but when I'm with TJ, we will notoriously just get a car that smells really bad.
Oh, dude,
like
that
cigarettes.
Is a nightmare.
And it's also like... The okay, so you can order like one of the big SUVs if you order ahead, and it's like literally the same as if you wait and
yes.
schedule a pickup.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we do that if like we know like we're going somewhere days in advance. TJ will like schedule, and it's always like the big black car SUVs,
yeah.
and they always smell like cigarettes.
Really?
And it's so funny because I feel like whenever I'm outside of like Starbucks or all these places, I see like groups of these like Armenian men just chain smoking.
They are always smoking in the cars.
They're smoking outside of
yes,
the car waiting.
Yes.
They're not smoking in the cars while they're waiting. I've walked out and like they're smoking a cigarette. And once
yes.
again, we're not talking about like Armenian men in general.
No,
we're talking
no.
about like
in
the
LA,
guys
a...
who are grinding, doing like the big fancy Uber XLs. Like they are professional drivers and
yes.
they're damn good at what they do. But they're always smoking outside of the car.
Yeah, they smoke outside
that
and it just
mind.
Like comes into the... We got into a brand new car and we were like, how?
Oh, no. I would never want to ruin that smell. Like, to me, I'm so, like, protective of the smell. I don't even want to get in and out.
Yeah.
But I have.
I usually upgrade to Comfort because I have Uber One, and it's a free
yeah,
upgrade
too.
For Uber Comfort. So, like,
oh.
I don't know. But then, like, I don't know. There's people who take, like, Uber Black every single time. You ever meet these people?
Oh, for sure. I knew, like, I would hear.
Just, like, rich yeah. assholes who are just like, what do you...
I also feel like a lot of women
but
probably
safer,
choose to take Uber Black. So
give me a nicer
yeah.
or that Uber Black though. Like that's the one that's like a little bit more luxurious. Or is there an Uber
yes.
Lux?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's
but
so
that
many
like,
tiers
that
now.
You pull up like in a new Lexus. With and a Lexus, I guess, is nice. But like, give me a. This is not
right.
That luxurious.
What do you want? Mercedes minimum.
Yes. Give me top of the line. Once again, all respect to Lexus.
A Lincoln.
They are a nice. They are a nice car. A Lincoln. This is like. This is still like it's
right.
nice, and I know that this car is probably expensive, but it's like this isn't what we're talking about.
What?
I don't know. I heard a drag queen do a bit on a podcast about this, and I was like, she has a point.
Yeah.
What's the Uber that'll pick you up at the airport or Lyft? There's like a specific one you can get
for curbside.
Yeah,
it has to be like an Uber
Black
or
black,
SUV. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's like $100.
That's
I've
like
done
the
that.
Same price
yeah.
as like.
I've never one time at LAX gone to the Uber
You've
lot.
You've never taken the lot?
No. Nope.
Oh, we go.
Ooh,
if, well, if I land at in Terminal 1 or Terminal 2 and I can walk right down there and save myself $50, that is 3 minutes of my time, I'm walking down there.
Just
well, I'm always at Terminal 3.
For those who don't know, in Los well, Angeles, when you land, it's not like any other airport in America. If you want to call an Uber, you have to wait in a line, get on a transit bus, and then that transit bus takes you to a lot about 5 minutes away from the airport. And then once you get to that spot, then you have to call your car. And then it's like a huge just like...
It's like an hour-long addition to
it,
your time
it,
at the airport.
It takes a long time. It's so many people. You got to lug your bags. It's a big schlep. So that's what we're talking about. And if you pay for like Uber XL or Uber Black, which is like literally twice the price, then they'll come and pick you up curbside. But... Any other airport, you could just get Uber curbside, like, regular, but...
But also for reference, like, taking an Uber to the airport on, like, a regular one is normally, like, $60 to $70.
Yeah.
And we will normally take a regular Uber to the airport because they drop you off, and then we always will, if we're not driving or parked at the airport.
You take the Uber Black?
No, we just order like a regular black car that like comes and gets us, and it's $100.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'll pay like $30 more to not have to deal with all of that.
Yeah, it depends on the price too.
And that like just became a thing at LAX like years ago.
Yeah, the new LA exit.
It used to be like you could go to the top floor where drop-offs are and then they pick you up, like, which was really nice, but not anymore.
There was a hack that I tried one time too, I saw on TikTok, that did not work, but they were like, if you just walk outside of the LAX area, like 5 minutes to one of the hotels, you can call a regular Uber and it will come and get you.
I always hear that,
for the same price. So I did this once. It was like...
Was it an actual five-minute walk?
It was like... It was not long, but I had like... you know, my bag, my roller bag, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I ended up walking to this hotel, and every hotel sign said no calling Ubers from this hotel, like Ubers will not pick you up. And I was like, damn, I'm late to the trend, like let me just try it. And I called Ubers, and I could not get a fucking Uber. They were all like, please go to the airport, please go to the airport.
That sucks. What if you're staying at the hotel and we're trying to get an Uber somewhere?
I ended up, the hotel probably calls like a separate thing, but I ended up walking back to the airport to do the LAX. I was like, I waited like 40 minutes, and I just couldn't get one.
I feel like I just read that the other day on Reddit, because someone was like, how do I go about this? And someone was like, honestly, I take the, it's like a 2 minute shuttle to the airport, or to the hotels.
That's another thing you could do too,
and get an Uber there, and they said that's like a good thing,
because there are free hotel shuttles too that you could take.
We used to park like years ago at the Marriott hotel, and then they have a shuttle.
The what hotel?
The Marriott.
Oh, not the Marriott.
I was gonna say it sounded like Marriott.
Marriott.
No.
Yeah,
you got a
Super Mario hotel.
And they just have a free shuttle to take you to the airport, and then you pay like, I don't know, a flat rate or something per day.
Parking at the airport is the fucking best. It's just so expensive, but I did that once for like a 4 day trip.
You can just drive yourself home would be
amazing.
It's also like sometimes cheaper than taking an Uber both ways.
It depends on how many days.
Well, if you pre-book, it's cheaper.
Depends on how many days
you're gone.
Of course,
if you're gone for two weeks,
if you're gone for 4 days,
but if you're leaving out of Burbank, I heard it's pretty cheap anyways.
Burbank, and then they got Jet Sweet Eggs. That's like right by Burbank.
I saw this and I thought it could be fun to go over. It says, what's the correct order to get dressed?
Ooh.
And then it has like a... So, okay, number one is shoes. Well, I guess I should just show it to you guys.
Let's hear all the options before
one
we decide.
One is shoes. Two is undies. Three is your shirt. Four is socks. Five is pants.
What are we getting dressed for?
A regular day. Today, your outfit today.
Like, what is the order that you put on your clothes?
Underwear
same. First.
Socks
first.
Oh. Mm.
Then jeans, and then a belt, and then a shirt,
not an option.
And then a jacket.
And then shoes are last.
Right.
I saw
though. I do think the proper thing is socks, underwear, shirt, pants.
Why?
Because socks are like so last for me.
Me too.
You want to tuck in your, if you're properly getting dressed, you want to tuck in your shirt with your pants, and that's down. Like if you ever see people like in a movie or something, they're getting ready, they have their shirt on
first,
their underpants.
But then you could do an unzip and then you tuck the shirt in.
I know, but that's sloppy.
You put your socks on after your pants?
Yeah,
I put my socks on like last.
Me too. I put on underwear and then usually like a shirt and then pants.
I saw a comment literally about this the other day, and it so right, because if you're like just out of a shower too and you're like a little wet, everything's
don't put
like
your sock on.
No, you have to, because if you want to put your pant on, it's always like getting like caught, and it's like your socks, the
but
comment was like,
your foot's still a little wet,
your socks act like lube through the pants.
So what are we talking about, feet being
wait
that
yeah what are we
wet
talking about
like after if you're a shower?
No, like if you're, I don't know, like you try and put a shirt on when you're like a little bit wet out of a shower, it like kind of gets stuck and you have to like kind of readjust it. It's not like a smooth, it doesn't lay smooth because it like gets caught where it's...
After I get out of the shower, I dry off, and then I put the towel around my waist, and then
hear
I start
that,
with
ladies?
My skincare and brush my teeth and do everything I can. During that time, my body is getting dry.
Pretend you're rushing.
Okay. Well, then, I don't know. I've never really put on a shirt after I've been in the shower, and I'm like still wet.
But for your pants, like sometimes when you're putting on your pants, you're like, get my fucking... But if you wear socks, the comment, which I agree with, is your socks act like lube for your pants, and they slide right the fuck in.
Yes.
It makes it so much easier.
Yes.
That's why you got to put the socks on first.
It also
depends on how high of socks you got. If you're wearing like ankle high socks, of course, I think you should put them on. But if you're doing no show low,
then those could go on last.
Ankle socks, you can put those on last. I got no problem with that.
Like putting these on after I put my pants on, so I got to roll my pants all the way up and then pull them back down. No.
Yeah, well, those are crazy socks. 85 degree weather day today.
I didn't realize it was going to be
feet
so nice.
Sweat.
Yeah, you're wearing wool socks.
No, these are cotton.
I wish you were there.
Go to our Patreon
when we were doing the Patreon video. His whole entire drawer is only those socks.
Just thick socks. Like, just chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah, and he's like, I can't wear these in the summer. And I was like, your feet are going to be so hot. Like, get a pair of white socks. And then he only has two pairs of white socks, and they say, fuck off.
Those and are the ones personal, that he is wearing.
Yeah.
Right now.
And personal day. Those are his only two pairs of white, like, yeah, you regular can
buy
cotton socks.
Dickies socks are the best socks. You can buy a pack of, like, fucking 20 or 10 of them for, like, less than $20.
Okay.
Go
and then
Costco.
Also, but how long have you owned those socks?
Oh, I just did a whole refresh for Black Friday.
Black
All
Friday.
My socks
They're
are brand
socks.
New.
Socks.
But not for today.
Not for this season, bud.
Yeah. Thank you.
Retire them until
Thank
the fall?
You.
I have all of my winter socks in a whole separate, like, drawer.
Oh,
that
damn.
I put away, and then seasonally I bring them out.
Oh.
I
wear so one mine sock. Are just, like, segregated. Like, I have, like,
well, segregated.
Regular
Hold
socks.
On, folks. What year is it here?
Yeah.
Okay. So I should just bag up all these socks and put them away till November?
I don't know if that's necessary, but I think you should get socks that are more appropriate for the summer.
Yeah. There's no need to cry, Mike. This is just we're just friends helping friends.
Makes me feel better. I would never notice.
Thanks, Carly.
You're welcome. But I'm like you. I'd probably be wearing those
socks. So Dickies socks?
Yeah, they have great ones at Costco.
But these are basically like white socks, are they not?
They're wool.
These are not wool.
Okay, but they're
cotton. I think.
They're thick, though.
They're thick. Those are winter
socks.
Like,
look at mine.
They are
like,
fully winter socks.
Oh.
You know, like.
Okay.
Just go to, like.
Oh, those are cool.
Anywhere.
Now, when you, have you ever, you're doing laundry, and you've lost a sock, or you're like, it's not here, do you then take the sock that's, like,
newly
that's
cleaned
without a pair, do you put it back into your dirty laundry, hoping
yes.
that maybe it will find its partner
that
again?
That is exactly what I do.
And then by the time, you know, after like three or four loads, you're like,
fuck, it's
we
gone.
We haven't made
it's really it. Clean,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
No, I do that exact thing.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I just did one yesterday.
Put
I
it got, back. It'll find its partner
yes, just
in the
put
next,
it in your sock drawer by
yeah.
itself, and
no.
then you'll find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you put it in the sock drawer, and then it will find
no,
itself when you're
I
putting
like our way
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
When you put the next load away, you're like, oh, this was.
For no reason a bunch of times.
No, because I want to pull out my sock
I understand. I do, too.
Everybody has their match.
Look, I'm also yes. uncomfortable with it, but it's just how life is. Like, I have all my pairs folded up, you know, like how you do. And then I have a couple just singles just like laying on top of each other. So if
no,
I ever,
I wouldn't even
so
dare
I'm,
put them
listen,
in the drawer.
So if I'm doing my laundry, I can be like, oh, here's the other one. And then I match them up and put them together.
Okay.
I did not put my socks together in the drawer until those organizers came and did that. And I was like, this is brilliant.
Wait, what?
Are you fucking
All
serious?
Of my socks have been just loose in my drawers.
I gotta go, dude.
I didn't know that people like folded in.
Pairing socks is my actual favorite part
I
of doing laundry,
it.
Which I hate to do.
It's
Wait,
a whole
what?
New thing I'm doing, and I'm like, oh, this is brilliant.
So your drawer was just willy-nilly socks.
Yeah, so I just have to like kind of hunt for the
Good
matching.
Good grief, Mike.
I mean, I honestly understand how that like wouldn't bother you because it probably wouldn't bother
I'm
me.
I'm just used to it. I don't have that many socks.
But
it's like
you are so weird.
God help the woman you're going to marry. She's got a lot
I
in store.
I love your way of thinking, though.
What
I do.
Wait,
it's not that hard.
Another sock pairing question. Okay, so we're pairing the socks. One of the socks is inside out. The other sock looks normal. They are clean. Do you just decide to
Depends
roll
how
them
lazy
up together?
I am. No.
Or are we making sure they're
yes.
both out.
Both out.
Look out for future Matt.
Because either way, yeah, either way, I'm going to have to do it at some point.
Not really. Sometimes I'll put it on inside out.
I'll say, Carly. even when I'm pulling them out and one, I don't think twice about it. Just getting them ready to go.
Yeah, I think I'm just like, oh, this looks better.
I used to always wear my socks inside out because.
So did I.
Because of the little strip thingy.
Yes.
Yeah, so like that would bother me so bad. And so my
Feeling
my
the
mom
seam
would,
at the top.
Yes, yeah, same.
I was scared to bring this up because I thought you guys were going to call
no,
me a psycho.
And so
I you are.
And so my socks were.
Now there's just two of you.
Now my socks were constantly inside out
same,
because it like
same.
Was annoying to me. And so the visual, the look of it was right to me.
Yes.
Like, so I just
Being
always
inside
went them inside out.
Yeah. I. I got, yeah. First time, like, friends came over, like, your socks are inside out. And be like, I know.
And no,
like,
same.
Well, why don't you fix it?
I went through that, too, for, like, years. I was like, yeah. I know. I don't care.
Because you can feel the seam on the top of your toes, which sucks. And it's more comfortable.
Like, those are more like kid socks.
This has never once crossed my brain.
No, I think it's, like, in kid
ever.
Socks. Like, for sure. No. I don't feel it at all in, like, adult
okay,
socks.
How old were you when you stopped?
Probably, like, 28.
Same day, the
oh, my God.
28.
Okay. I was in LA before.
Also,
I was
the texture of the inside of a sock is not as good. If you flip a sock inside out, the texture is so much softer. It feels so much better.
We need to get an evaluation done.
If I'm on the spectrum,
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I probably am.
Okay,
sign up for a Patreon
so I can pay for it.
Lululemon, like, or all that leisure wear. Are y'all hang drying that stuff?
Yeah,
I don't.
Okay, one, I guess. You must, just because that keeps it in better condition. But why haven't they figured out how to just make leisure wear that can survive the fucking dryer?
Yeah,
because it's not.
Wait,
real
what do you mean?
Clothing.
It's 2025, and I'm at, and like
that's like bad. That's like why you shouldn't put like nice stuff in the dryer, because
my leggings are the same. I've had them for years.
I bet
if
we compared, there's probably like a difference in like the feel and pilling and those kinds of things.
I try not to buy anything that's synthetic.
Come
like,
again?
Like all that shit is like polyester.
No, Lulu's all cotton, like pretty much all cotton.
I thought it's all polyester.
No, that's like why people. No, that's why it's so good.
I'm trying not to wear polyester underwear.
But I thought that something came out that there were like tons of BPAs.
I don't know, but they have like a lifetime warranty. Like, so like if
all that shit is literally like plastic. Like, what was the thing we just
Lululemon?
Called? No. The type of material.
Polyester.
Polyester. It's
no,
fucking
not the
insane.
Leggings.
Like, I was gonna buy. I mean, shout out Abercrombie for the next shirt. They make great cotton stuff, but then I was like, ooh, these pair of pants look good. 100% polyester for $100. You fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
No.
Lululemon leggings are primarily made from nylon and elastane.
That nylon is plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, live life on the edge, okay?
Like, yeah, you gotta do it.
It's just, I don't know.
As a tall guy, I feel like you would hang stuff.
Like, what do you mean?
Like your pants.
So they didn't
like
shrink
my
or
jeans?
Something?
Yeah.
No. Like, you're talking about hang dry them? Mm-hmm. I don't have anything. I feel like there are some pants that I have that are a little higher end that, yeah, I would hang. Like, mm-hmm. if it's a certain type of material. But I don't know. Just I trust the system.
But every time when you pull the lint out, I saw this was like a good thing to think about. When you pull all that lint out and you're taking it, that's like pieces of your clothing that got ripped off. So every
Where
time
else
you,
would it be from?
I'm
Sorry,
just
I
saying.
Sound like a dick.
I just never really thought. I thought maybe it's
I
like
was thinking it.
I don't know. Maybe it's like dust or like some like grime or like dirt
dog
that's like
hair.
Yeah, just like random shit that's coming out.
I mean, it's definitely that too.
I didn't realize it's like your clothes are disintegrating every
Have
time you
ever,
put them in the dryer.
Like gotten like take for example, this is like a red hoodie, brand new. You wash it on its own, especially like red stuff. If you first buy it,
and then it dyes something else,
and then you put
red
it
dye.
In a dryer, and then it's like crazy. Pulled from
when the dryer lint is all one color, yeah, and I'm like, Jesus, this thing has just got,
you know,
yeah, when you're just losing material on your clothing every time you dry it. But when you hang dry clothes, it always is just like crunchy and like not nearly as soft. It sucks.
Yeah,
like when you go to like Europe and stuff and they don't let you dry your clothes, and I'm like, this t-shirt, I'm like putting on a cracker, like
cracker.
As a fucking, it's all crackly.
Yeah, I don't like the way my jeans feel
no.
after a hang dry.
Yeah,
have you ever starched your jeans?
No,
I never like cowboys anything. Like do
no.
it like they like
starch.
I'm sure Nolan
you
has
starch them and it's just like crisp. You can like set the jeans oh. up and they will stand on their own.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know, but it's a look, and I'm just so curious what starch jeans feel like. Dude,
probably.
It's like
so uncomfortable.
It's not like a cleaning technique. It's like they do it for.
It's
the
like
look.
A look. Yeah,
I know shirts used to get starched like in the 50s. They're like, oh, no starch on my shirt.
I do like kind of a starch shirt sometimes. I don't know, sometimes
like,
I love just old school shit where I'm like, this is how people wore it.
I wish I could like.
And also would love, it would be so cool to have enough money to have like all your clothes dry cleaned every day.
Yeah.
Even though I heard now dry cleaning is really bad for you. Make sure you go to eco-friendly dry cleaners because the chemicals they use at dry cleaners are really bad for your skin. Like if you're a person who is wearing dry clean clothes every single day.
Oh, interesting.
Like. It's very dangerous. This is what I've heard. It's
no,
not what I believe.
Right. I think you're right.
But they've been doing some like.
How are they cleaning shit without water? It's got to be some fucking crazy
chemicals.
I like didn't know that they didn't use water until like a couple years ago. I was
what
like,
did you think they were doing? steam?
No, what? I thought they were using water.
Oh. No, they use a non-water liquid.
It's crazy.
So, like, they're washing it in some other thing that's not water. And it's just it's basically poison. But, God, there's nothing. Like, when you get your suit back and, like, your white shirt.
When you got a shirt and you got the fucking crease going down the side, it screams, like, I have... like, or
10 cars.
Or it's just like, it's so fresh. And like, either you did it or someone did it for you. Like, or you mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just looks
it
like,
feels like someone you did are it for somebody.
Your wardrobe is well maintained.
Yes. Yes.
And I always like that. But I never have the fucking patience to do it. I love a steamer. Steaming stuff all day. Yeah. I love it. Love a good steamer. And when it starts burping, it's like,
and
it's
iron,
magic.
Iron impossible. You ever try to iron a fucking white t-shirt?
Especially when they started making the irons that have the steam setting and then it's just leaking all over.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, God. Then you got just this.
Water stains all over. Or then you burn your shirt accidentally, too. I'm like, I'm fucking cooking my shirt now.
Yeah.
I got a brown streak. I will never do it. Let it be wrinkled.
My friend growing up had this old school, like almost like a steam press iron. But it was from like the 80s, but it worked like a charm. Sick. And he had it in his laundry room, and he was just like, he could iron his stuff so fast. And I'm like, why doesn't every house have this?
Febreze wrinkle release spray.
Yeah, but you got to wait a bit.
Yeah, 5 minutes. It changed my life. You go on vacation, you take a little one with you, you go to a wedding or something. Spray, it's definitely poison also. Like, you just smell it and you're like, this is
like I'm breathing
should
in
not be
cancer.
Seeping into my body. But you just spray a little bit, stretch it out, better than any fucking iron you could ever have.
Mm.
If you're not into ironing.
And they were roommates.
And they were roommates. There are people outside just
well, thanks for watching another episode of Good Influences, everybody. Thanks for all the
housekeeping episode.
Housekeeping.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks for subscribing to the Patreon. Go buy some merch, goodinfluencespod.com.
See you next week.
And we'll be back next week. With
if it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.